Good evening. Welcome to a clear sky and the temperature that's fallen as predicted. And I must say my dog was very excited this evening. Very keen to get me out of the house. And as I was finishing off a few blog posts and bits and pieces, he was really agitated and very keen to get me out. I think when it comes to 11 o'clock, he has a real sense that, come on, out, take me out. I want to go out. And then when he gets outside, he just seems to be meandering and taking his time. And there's no pulling on the lead. I think he somehow thinks that he's entitled to, you know, be just facilitated as we go along. And but my goodness, look at that sky. There it is, magnificent. And if only we could get rid of all these street lights on the estate and all these houses as well, we could have a dark sky and the actually, that wouldn't be literally true, would it? We'd actually have a really bright sky and a really dark housing estate. But anyway, there we are. So it's dry and I feel so good now being outside that I can leave all the world of whatever I was doing in the house behind me and I can take it slowly through here. I'm only going a different way tonight. Hey, come on, Rocky, we'll go on another way. We'll go all the way around this way, around the estate. I've actually been doing things a bit intensely. So, unusually, we're going to go on the long walk. That is the longer part of this little estate. When you live in a small estate, you've got a limited number of options governing your decision about which way you're going to go. And although I can tell you, by the way things are going right now, it's the number of shrubs that are the determining factor of the speed at which we can move around the estate. Anyway, good old November. How would you empty your pockets? Very easily, you just put your hand in and throw them out. On the other hand, if you want to empty your mind, it's a lot more tricky. You can't just easily detach things and take them out and throw them away. Things tend to leave shadows and thoughts and activities. So unclogging the mind is probably best done, I'm saying to myself, by going on a stiff walk and feeling the breeze and looking at people's houses people I know, their houses. I know quite a few people on this little estate, and there's a chance that somebody will appear. I won't remember their name, and all I'll say is hello. But anyway, oops. I see some of the houses have got lights indicating that they've got alarms on, and others don't. So there, that's pretty obvious stuff. A little thing into my head today comes the idea that I got a few things to help me write poetry today. I was just really looking at the app store for the iPad to see if there was anything there that, because I got an idea that I could, not that I could do it, but that I might be able to suggest to somebody that they should design an app an app which would write poetry for you. So you could kind of walk out here under the stars at night and you could look up and you could say, you could pick words like black and shining and miles away and things like that. And you could just be walking along and a few words pop into your head and you could put these into your app and it would produce for you a sonnet. Or it would produce for you a collection of rhyming couplets, or you know, an Endlinian, or Endlin, or something like that, or a limerick even. Yeah, I suppose I would have to think of limerick. Up there in the sky is an apparently endless distance. Although I do actually wonder if you could. I haven't studied that much science and stuff, but if you actually got into a rocket and went, could go, and you know, an infinite distance, what would happen? What would happen? You know, would that be an end? That must have been a little like it used to be when people first got into ships and sailed over the horizon, or sailed towards the horizon, wondering whether they would actually fall off the end and disappeared out of sight. People behind them thought they presumably had fallen off the end. But I now feel completely limited as regards whether there's any comparison fairly to be made between going up in the sky towards that star and well beyond that star that I'm looking at, to a place that would be 100 million times further away. Or perhaps I ought to be talking in billions or trillions, or what is beyond trillion? What's the number that is a multiple? What's a trillion trillions? Aha, there we are. What's a trillion trillions? Would somebody please tell me what a trillion trillions is? Why and what use would I make of if somebody told me it was a zillion or a... oh dear. Rocky, you've got an absolutely silly guy that you're taking for a walk and who you've tied up on this lead while you enjoy yourself exploring. I suddenly think of that wonderful guy on Twitter called Documentally Christian Payne, who has a dog and is somewhere in Norfolk probably as we speak, although he may not be in Norfolk for all I know, but I think he lives in Norfolk these days, and I think I've certainly listened to him talking about taking his dog for a walk through a field. Anyway, there we are. Audio is a great joiner of people. You listen to one, and I suppose it's something about the amateur nature of these audios that appeals to me. You know, here we are, we're ordinary citizens, not professional broadcasters or anything like that, and we're just doing our best to learn the art, practice it, share it, do our own thing. But the more I do of it, the more incredible respect I have for people who know what they're doing. Because it is a tricky old business to work on audio. I know that some people will have, you know, sophisticated editing stuff. Editors, I suppose they'd call them. And they'll get rid of all the ums and ahs, and they make the end product sound incredibly coherent. There are others who can speak without interruption, deviation or hesitation on a topic without embarrassing themselves or boring the pants off you. I now actually find myself moving a lot quicker as we urgently head towards the Doberman's house. Or was it a bull mastiff? Well, it certainly is a pair of Bichons in that house, and there could well be barking any second, and I'm just going to hold on the line until we've made it past the next half dozen houses, so that you might have at least, that those dog lovers of you might have the pleasure of hearing the sound of a dog late at night. So there we are. Look, this is an evening. One more evening in the universe, and I wish you a very, very good time, and I wish you all the best. Cheerio. Bye bye.